welcome to the frustration-induced Best of the Left podcast with clips today from President Bush and just me. Just give me a chance on this one, I promise. It's not long. Okay, this is not your normal Best of the Left podcast. I apologize. I did not have time to produce an episode of the Best of the Left today because I had another project I had to work on. And so you're actually going to get to hear that instead. This is very important to me. You know, you'll get the gist of what's going on in a minute. But I don't know. Have you guys heard this whole... you know, Bush referred to Iraq or the Iraq war as a comma quote. See, I mean, my problem is like you heard, I went on vacation. I was gone for a week. I fell way behind on my podcast. And so just over the last 2 days, I've been catching up on the Young Turks. And so I was like, I don't know, 6 days behind or something ridiculous like that. So just yesterday on Tuesday, was the first day I had heard anything about this at all. I had no idea that there was any controversy of any kind, you know, had no idea Bush had said this, didn't know what the quote was, nothing. I heard about it yesterday, and I heard the Young Turks talking about it, and they misinterpreted it so badly that, I mean, that sort of thing just irritates me to no end. And like, and it's no one's fault. It's just miscommunication. It's just a misunderstanding. But this feeling of powerlessness when I can't, you know, I'm listening on a podcast. I can't call the show. I can't, you know, I don't have like their office number on speed dial. Like I couldn't do anything. I couldn't contact them. So tonight I had to put together an audio comment because I couldn't even put it in an email. I was afraid that if I wrote an email, that my email would be misinterpreted or, you know, somehow misunderstood. So I said, screw that. I'm just going to make a short little comment and email it to them, and they can listen to me. So what you're going to get to hear is a little thing that I produced for them about this quote, because I'm the only person in the world who knows what they're talking about when it comes to this quote. Every single liberal blog has got it wrong. Absolutely wrong. And it doesn't benefit us at all for me to talk about, you know, how Bush isn't as bad as people are saying he is. But I can't not do it. So, as you hear, I mentioned just very briefly that I was the victim of miscommunication recently. And this is a very sensitive subject for me. So so this is what I did tonight instead of making a show for you guys. And hopefully this will suffice at least to some extent. And I will be back tomorrow with an actual show. Thought points now black and white. You took apart a picture that wasn't right. Pitch burning on a shining sheet. The only maker that you wanna meet. A dying man in a living room. Whose shadow bases the floor. We'll take you out in the open door. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. Hey Young Turks, this is Jay from the Best of the Left podcast. And I say that only as a way to, prove as much as possible that my lefty credentials are very well intact and very well documented. And but I have to not only completely disagree with you and every single liberal blog or posting I've been able to find on the internet, but in doing so, defend the president. So believe me, I'm with you guys on every issue. This is the worst president we've ever had. He's dumb as a box of rocks, but he's been completely misinterpreted with this ridiculous, the Iraq war is nothing more than a comma comment that every single person I've seen has taken so far out of context that I'm embarrassed and appalled at it. And I have to set the record straight. I've never felt that it was so necessary for me to respond to something like this. And I'm sending you the audio comment because to get my point in, I think it would take pages of email to get my point across. So here's the audio. Please listen to this. Try to go back to when you had an open mind about it. Don't think about anything you've ever heard about it. Don't take it out of context. Don't wait for the comment. Listen to the whole thing. Listen to all of the context. Pick up the context clues, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
But there's also an unbelievable will and resiliency by the Iraqi people. 12 million people voted last December. Admittedly, it seems like a decade ago. I like to tell people when the final history is written on Iraq, it'll look like just a comma. My point is there's a strong will for democracy. These people want a unity government. The unity government's functioning. I'm impressed by President Maliki.
Okay, so Cenk and Jill, first of all, let me remind you that when you guys first heard this clip, you could not fathom what in the world he was talking about. Your reaction was essentially, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. And you were right on the money. He structured his sentence so badly that it made it practically incomprehensible and easy to misinterpret. But if he was actually referring to Iraq and the war in Iraq being a comma, that would make so much less sense than what he was actually talking about. That, it would be exactly what Ben was saying. The worst comment he's ever made. I'm with you on that. Ben's reaction was right on the money for what, Ben, what you thought he was saying. You're absolutely right for your reaction. But let's go through. He's talking about the elections from start to finish in this whole quote. He starts out saying 12 million people voted in December, although it seems like a decade ago. What I like to tell people about these elections, I think, is what he's saying. What I like to tell people is when the final history is written on Iraq, that's the point of confusion. It, I think referring to those elections that he's been talking about, will look like just a comma in the big scheme of things. That's what he's saying. He's talking about the elections. He's talking about how the elections seem like they were a long time ago, but he's talking about how important those elections were in his mind. And he's saying that when the history of Iraq is written, not the war on Iraq, but the building of the democracy in Iraq. It's what he's saying. I don't agree. And, that's a different debate. But when the history of Iraq is written, those elections will be nothing more than a comma in the big scheme of things, cradle of life to nuclear holocaust 2009, beginning to end, history of Iraq. He's trying to build their democracy. And when the time comes, as important as they seem now and as important as he says they are, they will be nothing more than a comma.
12 million people voted last December. Admittedly, it seems like a decade ago. I like to tell people when the final history is written on Iraq, it'll look like just a comma. My point is there's a strong will for democracy. These people want a unity government. The unity government's functioning.
So thanks for listening, guys. Think about it, talk about it, figure it out. But, remember, it brings me no pleasure to defend the president. But as a person who has actually very recently been a ridiculous victim of miscommunication, misinterpretation, and other such things, this is such a sensitive topic for me that I could not refrain from speaking up about it in whatever way I have available to me. So I have never been more sure that I was right about something than I am sure that I'm right about this. The good news is there is a liberal echo chamber, because if you type in Bush comma, Iraq, you come up with nothing but blog after blog after blog talking about how terrible Bush is for this, horribly insensitive comment. As well, those people should be writing those blogs if that is what he was intending. But I don't know where it started. You know, Ben read the article in Editor and Publisher, and, you know, maybe that was the seed of where he got his idea. But I'm telling you, every person is wrong about this but me. That's what it comes down to. So I hope this helps. Hope it clarifies. I hope I don't sound like a crazy person. If I do, just don't tell me, because I feel like the world has gone mad dealing with this. So anyways, thanks again, guys. Peace out. Okay, so I'm back in real time, and, you know, I hope that that made sense to you as much as it makes to me. I'm not kidding. Everybody got that wrong. I mean, like, immediately Jack Cafferty on MSNBC was talking about this and made a big deal about it. And, I mean, just dead freaking wrong. I couldn't find, I mean, just Googling it, I didn't see a single person who was trying to pipe up to, like, defend it at all. So, or you know, refute what everyone else is saying. So, I mean, I'm so frustrated. A month and a half, for me personally, has been fraught with miscommunications like that. And they're awful. And, I mean, so what the Young Turks didn't really need to talk about, or didn't need to hear about, I'll tell you. The incident started just about a month ago with one of the members of PPN, and it started so simply, you know, just, you know, emails getting sent back and forth that just were not being read properly. Just tiny things, but that just changed the way the conversation would go, where, you know, I just felt constantly, like, no matter how, you know, how detailed I wrote the letter, how much I explained my point of view, no matter what I was trying to say, you know, either one point or several points of my email would be responded to in a way that it was just clear that my point was not coming across. And so, you know, and this went on, and it, like, it was kind of a constant thing where, you know, I think where if there was one misinterpretation, then it would lead to others. You know, if you start with a faulty premise, then it leads you to faulty conclusions. And so in a back and forth ongoing conversation, if you got this idea in the back of your mind, you know, whatever that idea is, if it's just a little off from what reality is, and you kind of see what's happening through that lens of your, you know, your original perception, then everything is off from then on. Everything is going to be skewed. And that's what I felt like was happening. So we were having this conversation about, you know, one of the aspects of how to run the network. And I wasn't being heard, you know, not because they weren't listening, just because my point wasn't getting to the receiver in the way I intended. And so I started getting frustrated. And so my frustration would come across in these emails, which naturally it frustrated the other person on the receiving end, you know, because they didn't know that they were misinterpreting what I was saying. So it kind of snowballed. And so this kind of built and built. And then finally, I backed off. I dropped that conversation, and I kind of dropped all conversations, because I was so frustrated with being misinterpreted. I took a step back from everything. And so now, you know, like, it's all these kind of internal politics stuff going on at the network. And so we were just trying to figure out, like, how to, you know, there's an issue, and we're just trying to either solve the problem that we had. And there were two solutions. One was to just discard the problem, completely get rid of it, or try to fix it. And it had directly to do with me. And so my reaction was, well, let's try to fix it. And if it's not fixable, then I'll be sad, but we'll get rid of it, and that's okay. But I think a lot based on this previous conversation where I felt like I wasn't being heard properly, this new problem took on a different life of its own. And it escalated, you know, so far so quickly that it completely blew up in everybody's face, I think. And I guess long story short, we had quite a bit of a falling out, and it kind of turned into one of those, you're fired, no, you can't fire me, I quit sort of situations. And the end result is I'm no longer a member of the Progressive Podcast Network. And I mean, if you've been listening for a long time, we've been doing that for a long time. It's been a very, very long standing project. And I was integral in the founding of the network. And now I'm not a part of it. And I 100% blame this miscommunication. I mean, like, kind of my point of view is I know that I have huge downfalls when it comes to communication, because I just don't like to write emails that much. I don't like to do that. But when I do, I try to be, so deliberate in what I say. And when I'm not understood, it frustrates me to no end. So, that's a terrible ending to a ridiculous scenario, all built on miscommunication, confusion, frustration, resentment, anger, emotional lashing out. I mean, like, it built like that, that quickly. I mean, like, within, I mean, it built slowly for like a month, and then like a flash in, a week or 4 days, it escalated and ended. I mean, so it's baffling to me. The end result now is that the Best of the Left community, which is going very well, by the way, has its own new home. So the forum is no longer located at newmediarevolution.org, New Media Revolutionaries Forum. It is now just at botlcommunity.com, and it's a totally new forum, totally new server. It's all independent. It's all Best of the Left all the time. So I encourage you to go join up. I mean, be a member of the community, be a part of making this show work. But now, I mean, it's the forum. It's our forum. We finally have our own forum. Kind of, I've always wanted one, and I kind of had one for a while, but now we really have one. So I'm actually excited about it. And so you can check out how things are going over there. It looks very vanilla at the moment, right out of the box, brand new forum. Haven't even cleaned up the wrapping paper yet. But it's gonna look snazzy by the end, and I encourage everyone to come and check it out and just get in some fun political conversations or anything else you like. So that's going very well, and Podcast Alley is actually going very well. The last time I asked for votes at Podcast Alley was several months ago, and the best ranking I got was about 75, which I was happy with. And just today I was looking, and the best I've seen is about 37, ranked 37. So, what did I tell you guys? What did I say? Every vote counts. It makes a huge difference. Go out, vote at Podcast Alley, and it's helping the show immensely. So, I know you guys hate when I actually try to pretend like I'm a talk show host, so I'm going to get out of here. We're right at about 20 minutes, and we'll call it a day. Thanks for putting up with me for this funky show. And I will talk to you again tomorrow, but not very much, because I've got a real show coming up. Have a good one, everybody. The
black and white, 'cause you took apart a picture that wasn't right. Pitch burning on a shining sheet, the only maker that you wanna meet. A dying man in a living room, whose shadow bases the floor.